find a lot of different nekudas in this sugya. I don't know if we're going to cover a lot of them, but the main thing I want to do is partially, I don't have grace of chidush in this sugya. It's more of, you know, try to be sadder things, pull things together, maybe be mashed in a little halacha ma'isa, because I have numbers that I'm behind this far as that. That will make it interesting. We'll start with the supposed detachment from Rabbi Adanza, which it seems we're revived this morning, you didn't necessarily ever say. But No. No clues. Yeah. I mean, the truth is, it seems Rabbi will make on what he's quoted as saying. But that will put in perspective. The way I heard it, I mean, a friend of mine once asked what saw Rabbi by Bris. And he told him, I found a clue and said, take license. Rabbi got all nervous. And he asked, well, what clue did you find in Knei Baisim? So he said, I found it says in Knei Baisim that light-colored clothing is considered Sivainim. It will be tarif when Kesim is found on yellow underwear or whatever. So Meir told him, don't worry, it's not Lamaisa anyway. The way my friend said, no, because all Kesim is not as their Deraisa anyway. And that, it's again, in Knei Baisim, we've heard from Talmidim, it doesn't seem that's exactly how he passes, but okay, actually, what was that in the Fidat Shmuel? So what would the Havana be in such a psak that he's saying that all underwear is considered deraisa? Well, Chayri is going with the Sidre Tara Bedas Rashi, and he's understanding that underwear is considered Vade Nigufa, and therefore, so he's saying it's Vade Nigufa. So, phenomenal. Even you don't have to that. Like Ravashi. So it's anyway, like the Yom Kippur Tara's Chiddush is saying it's Vade Nigufa, I don't need a Hargasha. And even in the Rambam, not the Rambam Mamish, but what we take on Bidas Rambam, is that there's a Chazkas Hargosh. The Rambam only says it Milalul Lefnim. But we say even Milalul Lebechot, that when it's Vada Begufa, there's a Roiv Dom and Boyd Mahargosha. And since Bizman Hazeh, she can't tell me that she Vada didn't have a Hargosha. So maybe it'll be that I have a Chazaka, I have a Roiv, and she should be telling me their Eisa. And the Meila, even as in Makabe Tomo, and even Sivoinim, and Pachas, and Chris, should all be Tomei Deraisa.
Why
does
the Rambam say a case of
aid? Because the authentic, the Rambam, well, a good point, because Bizman the Rambam, Yoshim didn't notice their Hargoshes. So if the Bizman the Rambam was laying in a Kinuach Mibachot, and found down, and we know it's Vada Nigufa. No, what she says, Loyer Gashti. So we would believe her Amiris Bari of Lahir Gashti connected the Rav and the Chazaka, because as a number of Achayim speak out, B'chola Tera Kula, Chazak is Mevar HaSofik. When there's no Sofik, then I don't go back to Chazak. It's a famous Zod, so the guy was asked to eat, the word of the belt is Goy, and Achayim Rav Mahatis, you should all believe in Yashka. So yes, a roiv is only is mavar a sofik. If there's no sofik, you don't come also roiv. So there's a dach, but dach when you say it, they say it. Enochinam, roiv dolar bar bar gosha, but that tells me when there's a sofik. If there's no sofik, if Isha says loy hir gashti, so then there's no sofik.
What?
What? What? So the Rambam's talking about a bedika. By bedika, we know from the Gemara that we say that though Ma'arbish of Allah had died, the Wachaisha she made it, she got mistaken between the Hargosh of the Bedika, the Eid, and the Hargosh of the Damis.
I'm not saying that's
the
Bedika,
saying
Matsu Lefnim, I don't know how.
It
has to be
Bedika. Rav's is
Bodka
Matsu Lefnim.
We
have. Lefnim of Bodka? I'm Bodka Matsu Lefnim of Prezda, yeah? The Prezda Lefnim. I don't write down the exact machine, so it's not going to help. But actually, everyone says, Miran Rambam's coming from the Sugi Sigmar.
Everyone takes on
that
nowadays that there's
no
you have our Gosha, they have our Gosha, but they don't feel it.
It's an important point. So let's. It's not. Okay, it's not linear, but we'll get away. It's very important, so I don't forget it. I'll digress to that point. It's the Heintiger place from all Bavarani. It starts, the Shem Yankov already was, I think, one of the first to mention, although many Sfarim misquoted Bashem the Ramban, but the Ramban doesn't really say it. It's whatever. I still want to sort of explain how the misquote started. But the Shem Yankov says that the Baratim Harbi Noshim is Zakena, is Chachoma, is whatever, and they told me that this Harbi Noshim is Bizmanoi already, who didn't feel Psichas HaMakor. And then he gets only one Zivas, but that's Zivas Dara Lachman, because anyway, I have Gosh, I think it's really not. So already it started that there was a musig of Noshim missing out on at least some of the Hargashas. The Aruch HaShulchan brings it in his days, he still says though that it's Sheker Dibru, and that they're Tipshim, and that the Aruch HaShulchan says they have the Hargashas, they just don't notice them. There's no such thing as ladies now, as a mitzvah of wearing ladies not having Hargashas.
Saying that you have
to say there is no Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah say that they don't have Psichas in Makar, and he's bringing the Kibbutz as Zivas Dovalach. And so Zivas Dovalach is also our Rosh Hashanah. He's getting into that in the Kibbutz. Now Rosh Hashanah is saying, B'chol not sure they didn't have Psichas in Makar, they had Psichas in Makar also, they just didn't pay attention. And going to that Mahalach is basically all of the Heintige Paiskim who take on the Enoch Nami, a Katsen is Shayach without a Hargasha, and it's important to Kuda that we'll also mention later, but this rave, that the cloud of the Chazaka, the rave, the Don Boy Margosha, is only on a significant quantity of dam. A very small amount of dam does not have a Chazaka, came by Hargasha. How do we know that? The Zacharim mentioned it.
The Ram is talking about a lot of dam.
And some still also say different nekudas. Some also want to say that a small amount of dam is not bucha b'chal, came from the makar. Home go you've done on burning a makar is only a large amount. But some also say that on regular burning by gosh is only. No, it's not nekudas. That's why that could be a little shnit also. So a male was only to know the person is that once a lady has a significant quantity of dam, we never want she's about to tell me their eyes. So if a lady comes with spotting on colored underwear or whatever, so it depends how big of a spot it is. If it's a big enough spot, then we already say that's considered a chash of a re'iyah, although we're going to say that there's a chash hargasha. How big is that? I didn't find it just now. I should have to look in Yad Moshe. Rav Moshe somewhere says half the size of a dollar bill, and I think in a different place says 7 grisim. Right, now the problem is I don't think that half a dollar bill is 7 grisim, but okay, shine.
I'm a bit confused how to get to such large sizes.
That's your Moshe's umdin of what's considered a period as opposed to spotting. Spotting could is not buchach b'chalon has a hargasha, but a period becherech has a hargasha. And your Moshe says that's not good. I think that Mr. Kraut says 2 or 3 grisim, I didn't see it just now either. So all this one wanted to bring, they wanted to bring from Sukkot and Kufzadi, we'll get through the next summon. The Sela is Zichah, still considered a Kesem. It's still considered a Kesem, it's not called a Re'iyah. I don't know what that proves, because this man in any way, Noshim could say they didn't have Hargosha, so it doesn't make a difference there. And they bring the talks about Kesem with the size of a Sela. Anyway, I'm not sure exactly how big a Sela is. So
anything less than these sizes is there's no
chazoka that became. There's no chazoka in her gosha. If she thought she had her gosha, it's a problem. But if she doesn't think she had her gosha, so then we don't have any umdun, we don't have any reglander.
She had no hargosha, or
no, the kesem we name on the if she didn't notice her gosha, then there's no reason to assume she did have. But that's also an important point. Also getting into halacha ma'aseh, again, we're always sort of jumping the gun, but it's important enough. I don't want to forget. Practically speaking, getting to the end of the day, practically speaking, lady comes with underwear, whatever it is, or kinuach, say she wiped herself, so it'll depend. If you ask, practically speaking, it would be worth asking, why did she bother looking at her underwear? Why did she bother being mekanech? If she anyway went to the bathroom and pulled out her underwear and she happened to notice a spot there, or if she wiped herself after the bath and happened to notice a spot, so then there's no reason to be chayshish that there was a hargasha, assuming it was smaller than whatever the shear of a re'iyah is. However, if the lady says, well, I felt something, and I went to check what it was, so then we're going to, the problem is that, as we're saying, rave noshim, this man says, only going to by the place that you do have hargashas. But however, rave noshim, don't know that they have hargashas. So the mela is, a number of places can say, shayd lady, kajani, then already, any time the lady thinks, you know, for example, Shem the lady passes, again, we're jumping the gun, but Shem the lady passes the Chum Seifer. He holds the Zivas Dovin Lach is not a Hargasha. However, he says, Bizman Azel, the ladies don't really know what Hargashas are. If a lady says she had Zivas Dovin Lach, you're going to have to be Machman, because really, maybe she really felt Mizdazeh Gufra Psychas and Makar and thought she was feeling Zivas Dovin Lach. So what my zedim is omer ruben b'dahi to your place made, it makes a lot of sense that any time a lady thinks she had something that might be a hargosha, we have to be machmer and consider her to be a derayah.
And she felt, if she checked because she felt her underwear wet.
So if she felt her underwear wet, right, that's only chutz l'guf, and that's
only... Or even the guf and tie wet.
Right, so that, even if the baby is going to hold, is not a zivas dor alach, that'll be fine. But if she felt something inside, she felt that was a cramp, or she felt, you know, she didn't know it was something, so then she went and checked her underwear and attacked, had a red spot on it, then is the yishek be chayshus, the raisin will be even dar shem a kabel tumet zivayim in pachas figures. That should be on the normal price. Meisa did not see such a practical consideration mentioned in almost any of the Heidi Gesparim. But considering that they all them on that there are Hagoshes Bisman and Zeh, and that would be the Raisis, and they all them on the Luchavos and Nashim are Bekiyos, and what are Hagoshes Bisman and Zeh, was it logical to say that one should ask, why did she bother checking? And any, if she felt something that was Ma'ir her to check, then one should be Chayshish that there was a Hagosh.
Not that one should ask himself, one should ask her.
You should ask her, yes. You should ask her, why did you bother checking your underwear?
Maybe you shouldn't ask.
That's a child of their eyes.
Sometimes
there's
not
enough
community
between those women who have to sub-sofer nowadays. Shaykh and Lady basically says, yeah, Bizman is we're not going to, even though in the Sugya I hold that the sub-sofer, the Allah is the sub-sofer, but practically speaking, Bizman is we can't be make one and he's used a lot. Which makes the whole thing moot. It's okay, but we're willing. It's also okay with the
Well, I guess yeah? It could be if she felt as he was the Rolat and had a tiny drop of blood, so more into she related, it wouldn't be a problem.
Why? Because maybe she really felt the Tichas in the car.
Yeah, but he'll only say that
if
it's a lot. What's a Tichas in
the car? No, because there's still these things.
Or it's like an opening.
A psicha, it's an opening.
Yeah, you know, it's very
slight. If you felt as he was the Rolat,
right.
We felt he was a rat, and there was a little drop of blood, so according to him, it wouldn't be a
problem.
We're always chayshish.
I don't think he's saying al-chazak even though. I don't think he's saying al-chazak or redoron by margosh. He's saying because noshim are not bekiyos in hargosh. They made him realize that noshim don't know
she's not in hargosh.
She's saying she had something. She thinks what she had was even double lot. But we don't know. Not because of rave or a chazak of the Rambam. Partially because once she tells us she felt something, we don't know what she really felt. Then he's going to take it in the next sugya. We're going to start. Then we'll see. He's going to take a similar svara with Pula on the shadow when she says she felt something and doesn't find anything. And then we're going to say she doesn't know what she's talking about. But that's straight away himself is going to say. But that's what he says. And practically speaking, it does, I think, make a lot of sense. But going back to the sugya. So going with this supposed homer from the Knei Baisa. That any kasama on underwear or pad or whatever it is going to be considered a deraisa. On the one hand, it sounds to a certain degree very logical, especially forget one of the biggest problems. If he's coming only from Ravashi, from Rashi's chat in Ravashi, so we've got a problem that L'chayim, even the Siddur Khan itself, isn't casting in that way. Because there's other places in Siddur Khan where he seems to be soysim like the Rambam, which is L'chayim in the way the Shulchan Aruch casting is like the Rambam. So L'chaira, to come so extreme and say that we don't need a Hargosha Bizman as anything that's valid in a Makar, L'chaira, even the Siddur Khan himself, even though he presents such a Tzad Mahalach in Ravashi, and he brings Rayas from Rishonim, that a number of Rishonim held that way, of L'chaira, even the Siddur Khan is not passing in that way. So to come for that alone, L'chaira would be Mufka. However, as we said, even in the Rambam, the Siddur Khan is saying, Siddur Khan says Mufurish, that the only reason that Kesem Vadeh Migufo is not the Reis is because she says Boreh Shalei Hergashti. And Bizman is a sense a lady can't say that. We're going to have to fall back on the Reiv Dom and the Makar and the Reiv Dom Bar Gosha. So, what's the reason this wouldn't be true? And if Rabbi didn't say it, why didn't he say it?
This is all with that size where she has to have the Chazam.
Yeah, let's say it was a... okay, well, that would be one of the pleas. Number one is because when you talk about a small, once it's a large amount, then everyone's going to agree that it's a shadow of their eyes. So once it's your half-dollar bill, 7 grisim, or 3 grisim like Rabbi Nissen, or a salah, or whatever, more than a salah, whatever it is, once you reach that shear that the Heidegger place you take on is considered a re'io, and is an emes of shadow of their eyes, so then everyone's going to agree.
Why?
Because The Heidegger place is because Lehi's Bisman is when they get a period. It's not shaykh to say that nobody today has ever Tomei Deres. It must be when Lehi's Mamish get a period, when they get a proper re'i and they're shefaz them for three, four, five days, that the Valiant need is Deres.
Why?
Because that's the Tava Oil. We don't see that the Tava changed that radically. Even Ramesh, he's really quoting Norah HaShulchan. But Ramesh says the same thing. He's even, I think, a little sharper than Norah HaShulchan. And so that notion to say they don't have Hargoshes, they don't have Hargoshes, they're stupid, they don't know what they're talking about. I forget the exact Rashainis, but he's very sharp. And he doesn't go for that. He says, not Vabi, they do have Hargoshes, this man is see if I can find. I think I did copy his Lashemus because they were very good friends. Here, I just want to show that one. Was the other one?
To show that Agasha went down, it's not as strong.
But for example, Rabesha says it's not Motsi Bechal that Isha should not have a Hargosha at all, just they don't know what it is that they're Margosh. They have it, but they don't know what it is. So where is he? Did I write his Lashemus? No, I thought I copied it. No, I don't say. I guess I didn't. Okay. He was very sharp. Even if it's according to Aruch HaShulchan, if anyone saw Aruch HaShulchan, it's pretty similar to Shainis. He said, Shakisha, Chazav Dibru, whatever, that it's not true that they don't have Hargoshes, they just don't know what they're talking about. About they have Hargoshes.
Sure, it's not as strong as it used to be.
And if not, it's not as strong. They get confused about what it is. But the Vada doesn't have Agoshis and the Vada tell me their eyes. So
less than that size is still logical to say that it's an issue with the race?
Well, so even less than that. No, so the less than that was a no. So I'm saying less than that is, supposedly this form of Rebbeim even was on less than that. But number one is, most of them, many Achranim take on, the Achranim talk about it, take on that Chal of Rebbeim by Maharagosh is only on a significant quantity of Dam. So number one, right away, you don't have that Chazak on a very small amount. Fine, okay. Then there's no issue. This only starts if you talk about something about the Nigufa. The Meister, Rebbe Yoshev, and Kohen of Shubas does say something similar to what they're saying to Shem Rebbe Yoshev, but he doesn't say it on underwear. He says it on something, he takapasses that Siddur Tabi. He says, Davka, if she had a tachboshet that was taped on the opening of Oisei Mokom. That's called Vade Nigufa, that now would be Choshesh if there was a Hargosha. But a pad or underwear, it covers the whole area, it can just come over the hair there where she could have lice. It covers, it can go connected Mokomera blind and she could have a urinary tract infection. It goes connected Mokomera ray, she could have hemorrhoids, she could have some of a fissure, whatever it is. There's so many other places the dam could come from that's not Vada in the Makar. So the whole Chazak and Rav of Dom Boy Margosh is only Dam is Vada in the Makar. So you have that. Then you have who says there's no Hargosha? So the Chalpok, the Siddur Tayyim, the Shev Yankiv both say that on a small amount of dam, there's no Chazaka that came by Hargosha.
Also, the
Mitzvah
of
Hargosha,
so
yeah.
It can't be possible from the Rambam. Because the
Rambam said
only
caused the Rifnei. Right, but that's because the Rambam's learning that anything that Na'aliyum and Bechutz were, there's a Shash Aliyum, but they bring down the Tosis as Chayla, the Machlaik is Tosis in the Ram when we pass from Tosis. It's the Sugin Yud Zayin.
But the Tosis hold also that it's the Chazak of Baragosha.
Well, Chayla no one argues in the Chazak of Baragosha. The Ram is one who speaks out, but Chayla no one argues on it. This is in Jewish. In any event, even if he doesn't, but we could be passing the Chazak of. And we're also paskening that the praise of the Luchot is not considered a Sofer, it's considered a Vada.
Could we say that we all like the Rambam and the Shpan
Rativim,
and therefore
you look at Shastariya? It's very hard to know what to do with that Sofer. I'm not even going to. At some point we'll learn the Gemara Daf Yud Zayin. Maybe we'll do it with some Kuf Tzadi Aleph. And then we'll try to figure out what's going on there. And the way the Rambam describes the Metzias, the Chari doesn't stem with the Metzias the way that Bisman is as such. I wanted to find a Nishtan with Tivim, but I think it's a very big chiddush to say that in the days of, and some Shaykh still goes with the Rambam.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say he didn't know, he was just relying on what the Rambam says. But he's quoted my Sittur view. I think my Sittur view was accepted, was also dissected cadavers, and my Sittur view is an Achim. So to say that sometime in the past, 200-300 years, my Sittur view?
My
Sittur view is the name of the Sefer. What's the name of the Sefer? Some Sefer says you can only trust Sfarim like my Sittur view. For science, scientific issues, you can only trust Sfarim like my Sittur view that were written by Yerush Shammai. It's a combination of halacha, hashkafa, science, all mixed in one, written by an Italian, so I think that answers the problem. Please, David, too. Fine. So, at the end of this, what are we coming out with? L'chayr, other pads, L'chayr, you can take on La'alacha, are not deraisa. Shuv Reisi, I looked at Kteivaisim because I wanted to see this Geshmak of Meir, and he really doesn't say any more than that himself. He really only says, he uses the Sidre Taira as a tzirif L'chomra on because there's no plea of a machlis. He never says that it's deraisa anyway. So if it's in a makabel tumor tzivayin, then there's only a different issue which we're not going to really get into now. That went to kufzadi for, but there are people who want to consider every kinuach and maybe every underwear to be considered a kesah nimtzala guf. But that's a different sort of. So that it could still be, it would be tamer. But not deraisa, only drabbah. So as far as we're not doing the sugya, Hadrash is deraisa. I'm not saying Allah, I'm not at the moment coming out and saying Allah will nice the kas is necessarily tahir. For other reasons it might be tameh, but if it is, it'll only be madrabon and not madaraisa.
So that's basically because
of Riyosh's thing. Riyosh is saying is deraisa. Riyosh is saying, what is it?
Because of Riyosh is not deraisa, it'll necessarily take you
over. If it's taken over the right. If it's taken over.
But the pad
and
underwear is not.
Well, correct. So a pad and underwear would not be deraisa.
So the reason it's not deraisa is basically because of Riyosh.
That's one of the reasons, yes. However, for example, Reb Moshe says, Yerushan mentions an interesting case, he only mentions the Derech Agav, but he would not even be machmir like Rabbi Yoshev, because Reb Moshe was asked to Shaila like this. Reb Moshe was asked a lady who's using a diaphragm. For those who don't know, a diaphragm is a form of contraceptive, a miniatarion. But basically what they do is they take something, there's the plumbing, it basically looks like a washer. It's basically a rubber band with a cloth or spread in between it, very small. They put inside a simok, and it snaps over the tzavar arechem. It's like the rubber band catches on tzavar arechem, and then there's this like cloth or plastic in the middle of the circle to block the zera from getting inside the arechem. So Rav Moshe says, let's say she took that off and found tiny drops of dam inside the diaphragm. So l'chayr ain l'chot v'adayin in a makar gadol mizu.
She didn't take it out when she was there.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that will depend on where we consider Bein HaShinayim to be. It's on the outside of the Tzavar HaRechem. So if Bein HaShinayim is the opening of Tzavar HaRechem, so then there's no chassid at that point. In any event, there's not going to be a hatter of... It's revision that says that if it hurt her at all, so there's a good chance when she was putting it on, she scratched herself with her fingernail, and you could be tell of the mak. Now, if there was a chesh deraisa, he wouldn't be so quick to be tell of the mak. So the chayr is nabbing on that it's only drabba. So you play the mak or whatever, but chayr the mashmois of Rebbeisha was he's taking on it's only a shadow of a drabba, and that's why he's so quick to be tell of the mak. So even though it's Imru Chavale Migufa Gogum Yizeh, Reb Moshe is not taking on that there is a Sofok, that there's a Shaila HaRagosh.
What?
It's a little
bit of blood.
Very small, he's very small. Taking the Tanim Ba'ayim, I think
it's the Moshe.
What?
It's
not Chazak. So Reb Yoshim, if I remember correctly, was not Machalik and how large the amount of damage. I don't know, I can see that inside. Fine. Just going through some other points in the sugya, here's what I remember that we saw. The man Lublin was chayshish that any time a lady wakes up in the morning and finds a kesem on her sheet, the only should be chayshish she had a hargosha while she was sleeping. L'chayra, oh, I'm sorry, I missed that another. There was another sad lohakra on the Tnebaisim, the supposed Tnebaisim chomer, whether it'll find a Yashiv or not, Kemekler on the Hagdara. But I think it was Yotzi from Roy, the sperm I found, that L'chayr they understood that Rabbi Kiva and Shmuel, this is one of the things we mentioned, the Tzichar, are saying two separate mutants, two separate drushes. Rabbi Kiva is saying there's a drush of Dam Boy Kesem. Anything that's Mugdan as a Kesem is automatically Drabon. What's that Dorbe Kesem? Maybe it means there's not Vadim Iguf. Not Vadim Iguf, when Siddhartha explains it. But the other way, the other Achrayim to explain it is, the Hagdor Kesem is something you only discover late afterwards. In other words, it's sort of putting it similar to Shmuel, but different. Is Dam is something you saw coming out. Dam is something you saw coming out. A Kesem is something you only found afterwards. So L'chayr, the under where the pads, and even L'chayr of Yosha's case, of the band-aid that's taped over the Psich of Oysa and Makum, is Mugder as a Kesem, it's not Dam. So Mameilo, what was looking out Shmuel, we would say that there's a... What?
Why is it even worse than Karkar?
So, but that's the question. Why is it worse than Karkar? That's the problem with it. They have to be... They actually have to see Kimtas in Karkar Oilam is talking about that she then saw it coming out or that she's able to be Mechavan. It's a problem. Bukka Karkar is a problem. I don't know. But... According to that Mahalach, or you even take the other one, that it's something that's not Vada Migufa, if we're saying otherwise anyway, not Vada Migufa, you still have that here, that it's going to be Mugdar as a Kesem, and even if you would want to say that there is a Roiv or a Chazok, that there was a Hargosha, and Shmuel's Drosha of the Bsar Chitagish, but Bsar is not going to be matter here, but I may still have a Bekiva's Drosha down below Kesem, because this is a Kesem. So then, if the learning that way, I don't understand about Mublin Shayo Lachal, because L'chayr when she wakes up in the morning is for the Kesem, so it's anyway not Dereis. But the Mublin is Chayshus that there is a Hargosha. They ask the Mublin from the Gemara in Daf Gimel, from Shammai. Well, Chabaisi, Bizman Azeh L'chayr, it's not Negev. Because Bizman Azeh, ladies are wide awake and they don't notice the Hargosha, then there's no reason to... Whatever is Nechlesh Lachushim or whatever, it's certainly not Bizman Azeh waking people up. Akal Pekin, a number of the Heidi Gepaisim, didn't want to be Machlo Lagamri for such a case because they're worried, Al Maisa, the Gemara says, a lady would wake up, and they only wanted to be Machmir in the situation where the lady took sleeping pills, so now she's in a deeper sleep than the Gemara that Gimel is talking about, and the skill is not going connected to the Gemara. But again, if they're all nabbing on the Bismanas, the ladies are Tomei Dereisa because they have Argosha and didn't notice it, so I don't know why it bothers them to say that they had Argosha and they were sleeping and it didn't wake them up.
So one of the reasons we mashed up from the Yehuda, because that was one of the kashas on him. As long as he was never left, but one of his.
Someone had to bring a raya from the Levush. I sent some people to Levush, the Kuftsadi, Sikhim, and Ches, and I think this Pashuk only reading half the Levush. Anyway, you can see it, so I'm not going to read the didn't bring the Levush, so I'm not going to read it. Instead of being Medayah from the Lashay this year. But anyone who's interested can see that the Levush uses the word Hagosha, and he will hear it does not mean the Arasaki. Okay, so what Hayetz Midvareinu is L'chayra, Miksan and Bizman are still Rabban, and therefore we can learn the Siman of Kufzadi went to Zman, and it'll be very Negelamites, because the Heterim will still apply in the situation that they apply, and I'll keep it to know of all 54, the other 53 Seifim left in Kufzadi after we do Sif Aleph next week. Fine.
As long as it's small enough, as long as there's clean, all these
things. Yeah. Those are all the tzedayim. There's 54 sifim in Siman Kufzadi. So, but they're all going to apply. Not like again, people said over B'Shem Reb Meir that the whole Siman Kufzadi can be ripped out of the Shulchan Aruch Bizman Hazeh because it's not negayah, because all those things are only on Drabbanan and all the Siman Bizman Hazeh Deraisa. L'chayr is not true. And if what? And the lady sleeping. L'chayr is not true. L'chayr Bizman Hazeh, according to most pricing, it's still. It's Drabbanan out of the Kiva. Well, both the Hargosha, the Shailah Hargosha, not Hargosha, but also the Kiva Lachar. Besides, there's no reason to be choshish dafka that she did have Hargosha, because it's not Vada Nigufa. I'm not sure where the whole question started. Okay. Let's go on to another Nekuda. Maybe we'll cover all the Nekudas. Big Nekuda in the Sugi was Izibas Dovalach e Hargosha. And so on, maybe you just said it's Hargosha anywhere, Chabas Nas is only by Pia Makar, some Seifer says it's never Hargosha. The Bokhtan, the Hargosha, maybe you just sort of makes a paradox out of it, and says that he says Zichu the Chaim Hasdas is right in his svar of saying that it can't be the bottom later on in the praise is going to be Hargosha, because Bein HaShinayim is the Mokum Tumah, and if Bein HaShinayim the Dam wasn't Tomei, so then how can it become Tomei later? But Mitzad Sheni, as he says, that the Metzias is that there's no way a person can ever have Hargosha Zivas Dover Lach at the Pia Makar, because it's too deep. And no, you don't feel Ziva's Dvarim Lach in there. I would tend to disagree on the Metzias in that. But, and he brings Raya's Lamar because when the blood flows in your veins, you don't feel the blood flowing. So you know, Raya, you see, we don't feel liquids flowing internally in the body. And it depends what the nerve endings are. If there are nerve endings by Pia Makar, the Raya. He says, you don't feel when you swallow food, you don't feel it go through your stomach and through all the intestines and all the way. But it depends what kind of nerve endings you have. If you have nerve endings to feel motion, so then you will. If you don't, you don't.
What? Chazdas claimed that is a Hargosha
Zivas Darlach. But it was in here, a lady feels psychos in Makar. So apparently she has nerve endings to feel certain things going on.
Besides the Mitzvahs, Wesley Chazdas says that is
Chazdas by saying it seems to understand the Mitzvahs, you would feel it. The Baal Tan saying, no, the Tzias is you're not going to feel. He's saying, in din I agree with the Chavis Das, but with Fidat is going to come out that, practically speaking, Lady will never become Tomei Al Zivas Dover Lach. The Chavis Das, he would say, was talking about theoretical, not practical. Right, well, clearly the Chavis Das didn't.
Maybe there's certain amount of variation. Some have their raised hands, some don't.
But to say that, but I'm saying his comparison, that I don't understand the Baal Tan's comparison to blood flowing in the veins and food going through the digestive system. He's saying anywhere there's no contact with air, the teva is you don't feel motion. You don't feel a flowing of liquids unless there's contact with air. So the throat still gets contact with air as the air is going in the lungs. There you would feel. Once you get beyond the esophagus, once you get beyond the epiglottis, now you're not going to feel it anymore because there's no contact with air. Well, chayyur has nothing to do with contact with air. Pashut has to do with the nerve.
So there's no contact with air, so you don't feel something as well. If there's air, so it's a dry place, you feel something as well. But that's the difference of the
world. You don't feel lachless. When you feel something, you don't feel lachless.
Okay. What? You feel ziva, but you wouldn't know it's dava lach.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Why would it be something dry?
In any event, it's again, it's not so relevant because ladies, I don't think ladies feel Ziva's Dover Lach that deep. However, again, the place can say that, the Sheva Lady Chuchani, if I remember correctly, could be the other, the Haitig Paiskin, that since ladies Vizmanas are not Bikim and Hargosha, so if a lady would come and say, let's say Ludasa Chavas Das, I don't know what I think Sheva Lady didn't even make a sense. Let's take Ludasa Chavas Das. Only Hargosha, Bifnim is going to be a good Hargosha. But they say, if a lady comes and said, I felt as he was Dover Lach, but I felt it, I don't think it was mamish deep bifnim, but ladies with mamish aren't so sensitive, they're not so medayik in exactly what their hargosh and where it is, we're going to have to be chayshish, maybe it was Bein HaShinayim. I theoretically say, if a lady could kill and make a sex fake, maybe it was, because, okay, it's not going to just happen. Okay, he even then was holding as he was Dover Lach, not hargosh at all. And maybe it wasn't even as he was Dover Lach. Because maybe it was b'chutz, but I think he answers that also. I remember correctly. Fine. So part of the ma'isel l'chayr the kasha and the lady b'yud is a shver kasha. The kind of the chavis das is kasha. How is shai? If Bein HaShinayim is the mokum tumah, and as the chavis das also says that the din of roya dam b'shvei feres, which we didn't learn yet, that'll be kipechas. But there's a din of roya dam b'shvei feres is tall. He says that what is a shvei feres? The shvei feres has to enter. What? Some sefer says that the shveferis has to interfere and has to interrupt between the dam and basar. Has to make sure there's no contact between the dam and the basar. He says as long as you put a tabas by Bein HaShinayim, it doesn't have to be a tube that goes the whole length of the prosthetic. As long as the makom tumah didn't touch, so the dam was taught, that it touches later on in the Beis HaChitzon, it's too late. The dam won't become taught. It won't become tameh later. The same thing with the Hargosha L'chayr. There was no Hargosha at the time, the Dam was Bein HaShinayim. The Dam was not Tomei Midaraisa. And with the Dam then, when she then feels it 2 inches later, how is the thing going to become Tomei? If I remember, Idris Moshe wanted to be Miyashiv, and he said that the Dam is totally void. According to the Negev Yehuda, the Dam is totally void the whole length of Beis HaChitzon. What? Was Mavshik said it? Jump totally void. That's not the problem. Even though he's in so possible like the Chavah, like the Sosef. He says, that's not the time. He passes like Rabbi, that's the Sosef. So he says that, okay, but look, so I wanted to put a couple different theories maybe where the Lady Buddha is coming from. I don't know if any of them are the Emes where he's coming from. But number one of them is the Pesachei Tshuva Sifkot Beis, which wasn't maybe as exciting as Aleph, who brought like, the heck of a Sugya. But he brought the Bris Avram, and the Bris Avram, the Shail at least, was proposed that maybe the din of Bifnin Kibuchotz is lav davka makom tumas bein hashinayim, but anywhere in the course of the prezdor is going to be tumah. What was the his nafkamina there in Bris Avram? The Shail was asking. He was bothered with a problem really on Farfal, which you mentioned last year, is the lady whose rechem is falling out of her body, but it hasn't fallen all the way out. It's just fallen into the Beis Achitzin. So he says Hagam the Dam went out from the rechem into the Beis Achitzin in a not normal fashion, and at that point it should be, it's not going to be Tomei. But he says when it goes from Beis Achitzin to outside the body, there it is going out in a normal way. So who says it's not going to be Tomei there? Why is it so possible? What? Shrei Ferris, he'll say, is only going to be good if it goes the whole length of the prezdor. It's not clear from the sugya. The Chacham Sofer said it's only a tabas is good enough, but it's not muchach kufah. Well, when we learn kuf pechas from the sugya of Shrei Ferris, we'll see. The Shrei Mizal Luchas is a Chacham Sofer, but it's not muchach. It's going to be a big machlokes. So that's the Shoyl's suffix. He also had a problem. An issue that was brought more, it's hard to say because they don't bring the actual Shiloh, you can only deduce what the Shiloh is from what the nation is addressing. When he was talking about, there's an Eitz again, you know, Kabbalah and the Sugis we didn't learn yet, but normally when a lady makes Hafsek Tirish, she's supposed to do Dikir Chayr Musdok. Pashtus, it's a practical consideration. Because if she doesn't do the Hafsek Tirish, the Ikur of Hafsek Tirish is to make sure Dam is not coming out of the Mukkar. So theoretically, she'd use her Shrei Ferris and she'd go up and put a diaphragm on the Pia Makar, and we don't know Dam came out of Pia Makar, so that should be good enough. It should be told, I don't care where Dam is already sitting in the Beis Achitza. There's a practical problem is when she makes her Bdikas during Shiva Nakim and finds Dam on it, how are you going to know when that Dam left Bein Hashinayim, and left the Ched? But really, theoretically, you could do Bdikas Shrei Ferris for Hafsek Tirish. He says, how can that be though? Because maybe the dam that's in the Beis Achitzin, as it travels down Beis Achitzin, will be in the Tamehut later. And it will make her Tomei during the course of Shiva. So that's part of his Shiloh. So the mice of the nation there in Bris Avram is Veichehem B'shtei Daim and goes to bring Kamarayas throughout Chast, which are on Abucha, that says there's Toilet Mokum Tum is only Bein Hashinayim. But I was thinking that maybe if any of you to learn like the Shiloh of Bris Avram, so then, all the kashanim wouldn't start. Because basically what we're saying is that, and the madness is a shtikum medui the Lashon HaGemara, because the Lashon HaGemara is, b'besar malamet shemetamah b'fnim ki b'chutz. Is mashmo that b'chutz is pashat she's tamay, and the gzeres akos is the chidish of b'besar is that even b'fnim is tamay. That b'fnim is also tamay. But not that we're saying b'chutz is not, there's no tumma b'chutz. Which would mean that the mokum tumma is not the point of Bein HaShinayim, but it's from Bein HaShinayim until Bein HaSfasayim, basically, which is the opening of Ois HaMakom to outside.
That's what means. If it came from the Pia Makor, always the chutz. Doesn't mean that if it just came in the present, the chutz.
You could learn it, Aruch Hanan, you could be mantra. But the chutz means the whole life.
Yeah, okay. Before the Rajat, what would we say?
I mean, fine. But I'm saying, I just bring where Makor for the show of Bris Avram could be, because he. The Meshiv doesn't quote his. Luchari the Shoyal didn't just write a one line question. And the Meshiv doesn't really give us the. It doesn't give the Shoyal doesn't bother explaining what the Tzad to say. He doesn't even explain what the Tzad to say, that it should be the whole Beis Achitzin. I'm saying maybe the Tzad of the Shoyal was out Bifin Kibachot. You know, they say the Meshiv would answer, like you're saying. But the Lashon, there's episode much more than the Lashon after like that. If the Nei Yehuda held like the Shoyal's Tzad, so then I would understand why the entire Beis Achitzin is Mokum Tum. Fine. Sorry, another pshat. Okay. Lamais is the levush l'chayr of mukha by today to be with it, because levush mentions the lashon of being zav, of being marigish that the dam is zav. The marsha shach, which is in the Shmos Yankov, is like it says zivas dover lach, b'shleimo the divrei chayim, the mari hasad, the tzarach tzedek, the nezer, lachem sim lachokus adam, shochan acharav, beisner, aruch hashulchan, sort of a parish you write in predate all. Say that Zivas Dovalach is Zahar Gosha.
Like the
Chavis
Das, or like
Menehudah? Like the Chavis Das. Nobody says like Menehudah. Nobody says the entire Nesachitza is considered. Yeah, someone in Mada said even they didn't need it. Okay. The Emes is though, so Mar, you could really almost say the other way. You could ask on the other way. Also, the Nekudas brought up in the Negev Yudim itself. Does he hold that even Zivas Darulach is Haragosha, that really only Zivas Darulach is Haragosha? And in a way, it's a little difficult to understand. The question could be asked on the other being Medayik Pashtus of the Rambam, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, to say that Psichus Makar is a Haragosha, because the Lashon of Rishayim is that what's Haragosha? That she's marigish, she nekar adam v'yotza v'gusam. The ignorant svarlachar is that she has to be marigish the tum. Now, the psichas makar itself is not tum. If the makar would be nifrach and no dam would come out, which we'll have to see if that's really possible, but psichas makar itself isn't the tum. Even if you say psichas is the kever below dam, if that applies here, but in psichas the kever below dam, because there's a chazok, that's how the dam came out. Kozman dam doesn't come out. If there'd be somehow a psichas makar without a dam, she wouldn't be coming from the psichas makar. So being married is just psichas makar l'chari is not being married to the tum, and it's certainly not the lashon haraj of a ramban being married that the dam was yot, she yotza hadam. What?
Taste
is neck of a yotza, just as necker. Okay, so if he's not going to be Yotze, also the Lashon. There's a number of Rishayim that there's Lashon as Mashman, you need to have Yetzias Hadam. So if you look like the Aruch HaShulchan, that's very good, because the Aruch HaShulchan basically puts the two together and says that your marriage is Sheniftach Vizov. But if you don't look that way, then the question can be asked, what is that Rosh HaPsichas HaMakar? Because that's not the Torah. If any of the Zivas Dovalach, the way the Chavis Das is saying it, that is the Torah. She's being Marigish becoming Tomei, the Shas Torah. But if she's Marigish, basically, if you learn not like that, see what the Chassam Sofer is learning, he's saying the only Hargosha that's Deraisa is a Hargosha that's coming a minute, 5 minutes, whatever it is, before she becomes Tomei. And Be'emes is, where do we have a Makar to say such a thing? Unless, and that would maybe explain where the Marishik is coming from. And so you also mentioned the Mamshik, and Mamshik is a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. The Mamshik says that Hagoshes Hagof, which we will get to in Kufei Tes, but anything are considered, the Shulchan Aruch of Kufei Tes says there are certain things called that are called a vests. There are physical conditions that create a vests. In other words, basically what's called today PMS, premenstrual syndrome. The lady has headaches, as the Gemara says, Einisha Yiroya Damel in Kain Roisha Vebara Kveit Nolau. She has headaches or cramps or all this. She feels sluggish and tired. So those are considered a vests. And if she always knows she gets migraine headaches right before she gets her period, she gets migraine headaches, she has to be purged with violets. Kilu, she's a vests kavua to see right after migraine headaches. We'll get to Kufei Tes, all the Kufei Dinim there. But the Mamshik says the same thing will apply here. It'll be considered a Hargosha Daraisa. And if a lady always has migraine headaches and sees dam, and then she gets a migraine and sees dam, and she didn't feel not psichas makar, not nizdazei gufa, maybe migraine is nizdazei gufa, and not zivas dovalach, but he said the migraine itself is going to be considered a hagosha deraisa. Now, one of the main times all the achrayim have in the Mamshik is they say that I understand hagosha means hagosha tum. She's migraine, the dam is coming out. Even psichas makar, but luchari, the dam is coming out a second later. This is the way the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. She's being marigish psichas hamakar lahoitzi dam. So that is a hargosh of the tumah. But if she's marigish a migraine headache that indicates 6 hours from now that she's going to get her period, And that should be considered our goshen of Tumah Daraisa is Meraf Senigru Benz. And that's what the Chulk of the Mamshek, that's basically where they're coming from. Now, why?
So if you lack the Zinn Daraisa, you do. You know, Dalvin can all the Tumas of Zera and the Tikkun of itself and all that. So if that's already the Hargosha that starts off the Nidus, let's say that she has her migraine headache 2 hours before Shkiva, and the actual down starts to flow 6 hours later, well after Shki, well after it says. So it comes out to your terrible zero.
No, why? She doesn't start till the down comes out. She's not tummy till the down comes out. They're just saying that Hargosha could precede the tumba by 2 hours.
There could be a gap.
But this is all a good example of the cloud, which I don't know what it calls, but it says the cloud, but it's a cloud that makes a lot of sense. That you can't bring Raya's from a chadak. Well, let's go back. Before we explain that, though, if you would say that way, then I could at least understand that he's taking that slur a step weiter, l'chayr. Because anyone who says psichas and l'chayr is Hargosha is saying that Hargosha d'Raisa could be something preceding the Tum. So the Mamshik is just taking it l'chayr a step weiter and saying not just preceding the Tumah by a minute, but even preceding the Tumah by 6 hours or 2 days. Because Hargosha could precede the Tumah. Now the MSN, if you saw the Maharshik inside, you would see that the Maharshik isn't really even going so many steps beyond what it says in the Chassam Sefer, because unlike what the Chalakim put, the words they put in his mouth, but the Maharshik himself only says that we're talking about a Vesis Haguf that comes at the time that she sees that. In other words, if she has a migraine headache and immediately after the beginning of the migraine headache sees them, that will be Hargosha D'Raisa like it. If she gets a migraine headache and 2 hours later sees them, the Maharam Shik never said that's going to be considered Hargosha D'Raisa.
She needs Hargosha's dam somehow.
So right, and that's because he's saying it's a Hargosha of Shinui Haguf that indicates that her dam is coming. Not that her dam will come, because that's, again, the Maksham are asking, there's two different things. One's a Hargosha that Tumah's here, the dam's coming out now, and the other is an indication that her period is on its way. So that's not, why is that a Hargosha of Tumah D'Raisa? We're saying now, those, if you're buying the Mashik inside, he's also saying, he's only talking about Enochanabi. In your Vestas, could be, it's a Vestas, could be, we'll see, it's a Vestas, even if the Hargosha precedes the Tumah by 6 hours. But in your making it a Re'ia D'Raisa, it's only going to be if it came simultaneously, or within an extremely short time. Right, so Psyche Makaros, we assume that that would come up very shortly after Psyche Makar. Let's say it's a minute or two after. But that's close enough.
So
if the headache comes within 2 minutes before that, more than that, the Mamshik never said. So that the Chalukim are hopping on the Mamshik, they're misunderstanding the Mamshik. And the time is Mishnah Gersa time. So
I don't know if we're going to say that Psyche Makar is really also going to come to the end.
That's what I'm trying to say. The emes is in the with the Aruch HaShulchan is keep saying in the Aruch HaShulchan is really saying it more B'nasa Neidah B'Yehuda, but in a way, really the Chassam Sefer is also going to agree to that. He's finding a common denominator and making almost no machloikas now between the Chassam Sefer and the Neidah B'Yehuda. The Psichas HaMakar is Psichas HaMakar Mahoitzi Dam, and Zivas Dar Alach is really an indication that the Makar was Niftach. Because how did the dam come out of it? The Makar didn't know it. So that he's really, the Aruch HaShulchan is putting the two things together and then making that there's no machlokes left.
That's his whole agenda.
And which is, yeah. And then he makes it not so extreme. And so now that's what we're also doing now. We're saying that there's very little machlokes. Take the Aruch HaShulchan and take. So now the Mamshik and the Sam Seifer we're saying is really one, almost one shita. And now the Aruch HaShulchan is the new to the Sam Seifer is all one shita. And it comes out that there isn't such a great machlokes here, and it's not. But again, practically speaking, as much as a lady is not sensitive to the hargoshas, a lady who feels anything that might be hargoshas.
If she says that psichas hamokar and she doesn't feel the dam going out, we're going to say that she probably felt the dam going out.
Might. And then she missed that part of it. So there is one more nekuda that I wanted to go into, but I think I'm going to have to push that off for a later time. But the one thing that remains is, well, let's see how much we can get in 5 minutes. The next very important nekuda here is going to be what is, when the lady is, let's say she's absolutely certain she didn't have a hargosha. But she made a bedika, or a kinuach, or something similar. After tashrish, after meir aglaim, is she tomei vade deraisa, sofik deraisa, drapon. Very important, very practical, and it's very again, because if there's a makom lahakel as someone who brings from the netesh hashuim, who's lechardi is considered the makar for the mekilim, even though there are earlier shram that are muchach like that. So then there would be a makom sale if a lady makes a bedika. Again, practically speaking, there's not as that you're going to do it. Because, I don't know, that's why I typed it, the Netesh Hashuim says, as really the, what is it, the Shaviyakim was Gemara, the Mamudur, I think, said, there's two ways of learning the Gemara. You can learn the Gemara everywhere, so Doma Argish of Lava Daita is talking about where she says Argisha, and we say Lava Daita, or it's saying that we say, she says she didn't feel anything, and we say she was Argisha of Lava Daita. So it's two mahalakim how you learn the Gemara, and based on that, based on how you learn the Gemara, we'll come out a huge nafkamina. When she says she didn't feel Hargosha, are we going to be choishish that she had Hargosha deraisa? Or is it only lakua that when she says she had Hargosha, we're going to say no, it's only a suffix? Based on our learned that is Rav Rubai learned that it's deraisa. Let's throw out some names here because it's fun always. Shaideya, Mam Lublin, Lachara, Mam Shik, Binyan Siyan, Arach HaSholachim, Tadidam, Prideya, Matzis HaShepi, Yeshua Siyankim, Kivager, Grad, Shochan HaKarav, Mashmoyis of Teres of Bais, Chuma Sedeshim, also Siddur Tarpeis, and Plays Nechav as Dasa Chach HaSolim. Okay, nice list here. Well, Chayre, it's open to him by Rav Rubai, the person which is Tomei Deraisa. However... There's both ways there. It's hard to know for sure. Pat, I would say most of them are Mashmoyis stuff, but I'm not 100% clear. However, it is certain Sfarim, including Teres of Bais, Chayre, one is being at least uses a tziru for a tzad lohakul b'mshas tchad. If she says she vaday didn't have argosha, so we have her vaday is kineged the chazaka. So I have nefesh hashurim who is mayot b'ngray is that the whole pesugis of Gemara is bucha. That's only lakula. L'mayis lechem the simplest mashri is meitu like the nefesh hashurim. He also brings it. The Shev Yankiv himself. I mentioned the Shev Yankiv on the other side also. Okay, Shev Yankiv and the. The Emes, the Rishonim, there's a Hagoyis Ma'ini B'Shem the Maram. The Maram is also brought in the Maram or Zeruah. I don't know if you can count that as a separate Rishonim, they're both B'Shem the Maram. They want to be Medayik or Rabban, I'm not sure if the view is Muchach, and the Marivail. So I have Ma'is Rishonim, Rabban, Rabban, Marivail, Lachar, and Mashma that way. Shaviyank, Lach, and the similar Netash, and the Paskin that way. It could be it's only Drab, B'Dik is only Drab Bonham. Lachar, coming from Avon and the Sugya, then. The only thing which the Gemara never said when she piled the same, that's Pashtus of the Gemara. Our Gush of Lavadaitis, she says she was married. But not when she didn't say it. The problem is, I don't understand how it's not a Zen, so Lech Masim and the Shev Yank, I don't have time on. But I don't understand how Tarzan has to be Sarnach on if it's not a Zen, which he himself in Yabi Oimer says he's not, and it's a misunderstanding. But, possibly because how can ladies say that Lavadaitis she didn't have Argosh? To go kineged the chazaka, the roiv of Nosh Mudua chazakas. The only thing I can think of is that maybe she did like Mat Chaliyah says, I forget the name of the sefer, but a couple years ago, what? Someone showed it to me a couple years ago, and I think his first simon there, he goes on the issue, he mentioned if do Nosh and Bizman as they have argoshes or not, and he takes on his poshut Nosh and have argoshes, and he says, simple experiment. You see, I think he even recommends doing it, although I'm not sure exactly why. But what he says do is tell your wife that, we know, your wife always has a period, the era of Chechveis, between 25 and 30 days. So starting with day 24, she should try to focus, and anytime she feels anything she thinks might be a Hargosha, she should run and make a bedika. And then, Chanani, the first couple of months, she's been making 10 bedikas a day that will come out clean. But after a while, then she'll find the one time she takes Chab's dam, and she'll realize, so that was my Hargosha. And after doing that for a couple months, for 3 to 6 months, she's going to train herself to realize what is her hargosha of Riyah's dam. And now she's always going to know what her hargoshas are. And he says he's tried it with numerous ladies and it works.
What she tells me what she felt, how she gonna, we're going to say that she doesn't know what she really felt.
Well, once she, if she trains herself to know what she feels, let's say this lady, for a year straight, every month now, she's did this, she taught herself. And now she tells me that, the lady comes to her office and says, for the past 12 months, I got it right every time. every time I felt a specific type of hargosha, and I ran to make a bdika, and at that second that period had started. We're not going to trust her that she is connected to the Rosh Hashanah, and she does know what a hargosha is. I don't see why not. I think he's right on that. If she would do it, I don't see why she should do
Did
it.
Did he ask her if they would wake her up in the middle of the night?
Let's say that doesn't happen. Let's say it's Nechashu HaChushim today, because it doesn't do that. It's Nechashu HaChushim. It's not as strong as it used to be. But it's not gone. It's enough there that if a lady tries to be sensitive and makes an effort to train herself to be in touch with her body, she's very silent.
It's not enough to cancel out other hargoshes because of Nechashu HaChushim. The same reason. Maybe she has other hargoshes, and those other hargoshes she doesn't realize.
I don't know, but if 12 months in a row, let's say every month she catches it, she
so
never
she knows
missed
that
it.
Vadi is a hargosha,
but she never had, and she never saw with a different hargosha that she didn't catch. Those 12, every one of those 12 months she caught it the minute the dam started coming out of her period. In such a case, lo mizog, but to make such an kibbutz, that's the case when you can be saying the netesh ashurim. That's what we're going to forbid. Tell everybody to go do that in order that then, if they made a bidding and didn't find them, they'll be saying the netesh ashurim. I don't know. I wouldn't consider that a practically advised situation. And anyway, practically speaking, don't, b'zman hazeh, don't tell ladies to be married with b'dikas. Dai lehem to do Moshtek HaShulchan Aruch twice a day to the Shiv and the Kiyam. Even that, most ladies, b'zman hazeh, in my experience and other Rabbanim I've spoken to, have already gotten something not to do twice a day because ladies today are very sensitive, their skin. They typically get makas and pitsoyim, and they find irritations, and they find damam dikas, not damam dikas, the Rabbanim tell them to make dikur rishon v'shvi, or rishon shlishi v'shvi, and that's it. So certainly don't tell them to do 10 dikas a day for a week straight. It's poshut, whatever schar there might possibly be, is zikha yotzev hefsek. But theoretically today, yeah, luchari is right. In theory, luchari is right. Kinuach mi b'chutz is luchari v'ale nat d'raisa, as we mentioned, similar to what they bison. The issue comes if it went a little bit bifnim, how much is a chashash? Because he places mashmi could only be nekel if it didn't go at all bifnim. Some say that mashmi is only nachal when it went bifnim ba'oimik, then there's a chashash hagosha. Again, b'zman hazeh, it's hard to know because people are sensitive. It's going to be a demach lahachmer. There's a lot of dams, so then yeah, there's anyway a problem with hagosha without anything. Practically, the other thing I just put, I don't understand when it's b'chutz mamish, is, or go, anyway, put, go, let's go this way. So the Gemara is caught from the Gemara that a lady could get mixed up between the hagosha of dam, of midas, which we came out not like the pashas of the lady, the zikr means b'fnim b'fnim by b'nishinayim. That's where all the hargoshes of the ikar benishinayim b'fnim, and she get that mixed up with the hargosha of meraglayim, which pashtus according to Rav Achanan is when the sphincter opens up to release the meraglayim, which luchayr means which is b'chutz. There's a good couple inches luchayr between benishinayim and the makom with the hargosha of meraglayim would be, unless you're going to learn it means like the Chazon Ish says it's the tzarev holding back meraglayim, which is in the bladder. But the Chazanish is the only one who says that Mukhair is not connected to some cipher and all the other Achrayim.
I actually have anything else. Because no. Gemara says that she's not darker while she's Matzah or Blood.
Right.
So if we're actually talking about confusing the Sos Dab with the Tosar Glaim, how would the world have it happen simultaneously?
But that's what all the Achrayim says. That's why Mirror Glaim, that's why the Rambam really set up a deacon up in Mirror Glaim, and many other Rishayim up there. Or only Machmir by Tashmish and Deacon, not by Meir Glein. Because Meir Glein, any way you ever write, it's nothing of the crop. So, but I think once we're saying that somehow a lady can get mixed up between Mok Meir Glein and Bina Shinai, which requires a couple inches apart, so then if she was put her finger a little bit inside to say that she's not going to get mixed up because it's too far from Bina Shinai, I don't understand why it's worse than Meir Glein. B'cholayfin, I think at least one of the hands you can place from Litman Cup was Reb Nissen, says till here. She put it until the first knuckle, that up till there, there's no chashash hargosha, more than that is a chashash hargosha. I mean, whatever.